Okay. All right, Rabbi Say. We've been discussing last couple of weeks about the obligations of a employer in paying his workers his responsibilities from his side. But there's another side of the coin as well. That is the responsibilities of the employee. Just like it's a two-way street, just like the employer is responsible to make sure that he makes proper and timely payments. They shouldn't be over on Matita and Scharai and those things of Lo Sashak, etc. There's also obligations on the employee, the worker, in many different types of works to be able to do his work properly as he committed himself to do. So now we're going to learn the other side of the coin. This is the Rambam on page 6 of our sheets. It's verbatim the Lashon of the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Chirus, as well as the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch in Shin Lamed Zayin, as it's referenced. And I did something a little bit funny, but for the sake of our learning, it makes sense. I switched Halacha Zayin and Halacha Vav backwards. But the flow, I think, serve our purposes. Lashon Rambam and Lashon Shulchan Aruch is Kederach Shemuzar Balabayas. Just as much as the Balabayas is commanded and admonished by the Torah. Shlo yigzol schar ani lo yakvenu. Two things. There shouldn't be geizel, which is to not deny and refuse to pay him entirely. Lo yakvenu, not even to hold it back, even postponing and delaying a payment. That we've learned about as far as the employer's mitzvah and isurim, that he's not allowed to do so. But likewise, there's another side of the coin. Kacha ani, it's the worker is referred to as ani. Ki ani hu ve'elav. OCS Navshay, but it's not Dafgan, but any kind of worker, whether he's poor or rich. He's right now in this, now he's needy and wants to get paid, and is entitled to get paid. Kachani Musar Shlo Yigzol Mulechas Balabayas. If the Balabayas doesn't pay the wages, that's stealing the money. But if the Ani doesn't give the work product as he committed to, then he's stealing Mulechas Balabayas. That's also Gezel. And how so? The Rambam describes two different types of gezel malachas of alabayas. One is v'yavatel ma'atkan u'ma'atkan motzi kol yom b'mirma, wasting time. You're paid by the day, or paid by the hour, by the week, whatever the certain amount, let's say, per day. And they're supposed to put in, whether a full day from sunrise to sunset, or 9 to 5, or school hours, or office hours, or whatever the particular shift of work at that particular work might be. That amount of time, he's committed to work, let's say on a 9 to 5, those 8 hours of time. And if he takes off time, and he makes his personal phone calls, and he does his banking, and he takes care of, who knows, 100 different things that he could do sitting in his office chair. These days, you could be all over the world.
Learns Torah.
Sits and learns Torah, smata gadola with daf yomi every day, when he's supposed to be doing his office work. Then he's taking away time from that he's getting paid for by his balabas, and he's that's gezel b'malachas balabayas. El therefore chayav l'dakdek al atzmai bezman.
Why is it called kol hayom b'mirma? It's matkan.
Right, it adds up, right? If it ends up at the end of an 8-hour day, he's only worked 7 hours. We'll talk soon about the Minig HaMedina, about what's the norms. We're going beyond the norms, or in Me'ikr Din, without any adjustments for that. If you're supposed to work for 8 hours, it's 8 hours, it's not a minute less.
Well, does Motzi Kol Yom mean he takes the schar for a full day?
No, I don't know. Yotzi Kol Yom B'mirma, I don't think so. Alechayev L'daktik Ha'latzma B'zman. The Rambam now says the two points of how a person might cheat on the work product. One is in the Kamus, and the amount of time that he's putting in, that he's supposed to be putting in, excuse me one second, please, I'm sorry. Those 8 hours that he's supposed to be working, he has to make sure that that time is fully dedicated and delivered. Shor hikpidu tayra, ashe hikpidu, the chacham were makbid, Ram makes interesting limud. Al bracha revia shal birchaz abazon shal yivarech osah. The Ikar Din of the Mishnah, in Brachi says that a payol is able to and is supposed to skip. Extra sheets? There you go. Supposed to skip one of the brachas of Birkas Amazin, leave out a Tova Meitiv Al Yachasredo completely, and combine bracha 2 and bracha 3, Noda and Rachim, Bona Yishlayim, into one bracha. Thereby you would bridge the whole the benching, and you could do it for sure, no harachamans. In order that he'll only have to take a minute and a half instead of two or 3 minutes to be up to bench, and that way he could get back to work much quicker. So you see the Chachamim were willing to forego Birchas HaMazon in its entirety. It'll still be Yotzei Mitzvah D'Oraisa, but it's an entirety as it was enacted by the Chachamim to have Birchas HaMazon. Sorry. And all that for what? For two extra minutes of benching. They say by Rol Yapyan, they used to call and say, can I speak to the Rav Mashgiach? He says, wife said, I'm so sorry, just started benching, please call back in 20 minutes. So I don't think that over here the Stam Koyel of the days of the Mishnah was Rol Yapyan. Probably takes an average person between 2 and 3 minutes to bench, I would think. Right? Excuse me. And for that extra minute, the Chum are willing to forego brachas that they were masaking to bake it, you know, the Kanais of. The first bracha was made by Moshe Rabbeinu, the second bracha was made by Yeshua, the third bracha was made by Shlomo Melech, and the fourth bracha was made by the Chachamim of Yavne in the days of Beitar, thank you. So this is made by Gedolei Yisrael from the Deiros. We're willing to forego that for one extra minute of work. So the Ram says, for that you see, that Chayav L'Daktik Al-Atzo Bizman, you see how exacting and demanding we are as far as delivering your full day, your full 60 minutes of an hour, not 15 minutes of every hour. That's called a professional hour. 50 minutes of an hour is called a professional, right? V'chein chayav l'avod b'chol keichai. And then the second thing the Rambam says, besides in the quantitative delivery of a full hour's work or full day's work, but it's also in the qualitative delivery of doing it with your best. V'chein chayav l'avod b'chol keichai. And for that he cites Shrei Yaakov Atzadik Omer Amar. He tells his two wives before he's ready to pack up and leave. Ki b'chol keichi avarati es avichad. He's able to attest to, and Yaakov is Tita Emes LiYaakov. Yaakov is the personification of Emes, and he testifies upon himself. And you Ram over here. It's the only place that Yaakov is Yaakov Atzadik. Yaakov Avinu all of a sudden, because Yaakov over here he's taking it right now in this meet of being. The Tzedek Hirdov, the one that's personification of righteousness, Erlichkeit. Who could ever say, I did it to my very best, with all of my ability? Who could ever say, how if I would use 10%, 20%, 50% of our abilities, we would be Gainim. Right? But Yaakov was able to say, B'chol Keich, I must put myself out. And the Pasuk, In the Vayetze, I think it is. Yaakov Avinu tells them very clear definitions, descriptions. Zeh esrim shana anochi yimcha. This is when he's speaking to Lavan. Rechilecha v'zecha lo shekilo ve'elei tzonucha lo achalti treva lo ve'esilecha. If there's something gets devoured by the wolf. So my chesh, not yours. Anoy chakotenem biyodev akshenu gnuvsi yom gnuvsi b'ayla yisav yom achlani chorei b'kera b'ayla b'tida chenasi b'ani. It was 24/7. There was no breaks. I was always on responsibility. There was no taking a time off. This was the Gemara in Bava Masiyah Tzadik Gimel says, like the ultimate shomer was Yaakov Avinu. B'chol keichi, it was mamash mesiras nefesh for 20 years straight. That he was doing such a veda, and then he establishes that in the Torah b'chol keichi. The Rambam says that's not a chasidus. That's not only for tzadik yisoid elam. That's what being a poel neman is. L'fichoch, the Rambam says, and don't think it goes unnoticed. Notel schar zos apoelim hazeh. To be a tzadik, a person is gets schar olam haba. But over here, since this is such a Beinu L'Chaveru kind of a thing, he got the Schar Olam Hazeh as well. Shenemar v'yifrotza ish ma'od ma'od, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him tremendous ashiras and hatzlacha. So Ram is saying two things over here in terms of the obligation of the employee, the worker. Number one, as far as time, and number two, as far as keichais, quantitative amount of work done, and qualitative with my very best and all my abilities, fully applied, is what my responsibility of a poyel is. And therefore, the Rambam says, and all this appears beforehand, it was part of the context of the discussion what the Rambam had beforehand, but really follows on this. Therefore, v'lo yamarev u'masagiv atzmai, for him to fast or to weaken himself with any way not taking care of his health and strength. It's usser. Besides the question of whether you have to take care of your own health and nishmar tavod ma'asher seichel, Rambam talks about a different place. But this is his obligation to be able to come healthy and strong and alert and awake to work every day to deliver his best. If he's going to be weakened and exhausted and strained and stressed and whatever and depleted his strength because of lack of sleep or lack of eat or things like that, then that's gezer malachus balabayis. Shrei tashos kaicha, he's going to be physically weak, and if he does a physical kind of work that he has to work in a warehouse and carry things around, he won't be able to do it. It'll take him twice as long to be able to do it because he didn't sleep last night and he hasn't eaten for 3 days. Normal, good, strong, healthy meals. And secondly, many people, especially nowadays, work with more intellectual work with ideas and with business and with computers and with kodesh avada, which is not so much physical work, but it's attorneys, accountants, lawyers, doctors. It's all cup work. So then you have to have a cup. You can't have a fashlaf on a cup. You can't be exhausted. You can't be strained out. You can't. Yeah, you won't be able to give a quality work product. This is the obligation of the worker to be in shape as much as they can, mental shape, emotional shape, physical shape, sleeping and eating properly, taking care of himself. Besides, generally, it's a good thing for a person to do. But over here, it's an obligation. It's a debt that you owe to your boss. That you're going to be able to do your best, to be able to do your best, you have to be able to be in shape to do so. The Ramah takes us a little bit further when he's talking about a couple of simanim earlier in Shilam and Gimel, in regard to a Molamed, a Rebbe, whether it be second grade Rebbe or third year base Medrash. A Molamed, Dino Kashar Pailim, has lacha also like a worker, and he has to do the halachas of the time that is normal according to whatever particular work is were involved. But also lasso malachta malimud, and therefore he's not allowed to have another thing he's doing at the same time, trying to be multitasking. So while the kids are taking their test, and he's just sitting over there and marking them, so he's also now going through his bank statements or his stock investments or, I don't know, his emails. He could do right now on his palm, or who knows what else he could do. What you do right, if he has a little iPod with him, he could do his all anything to do with shopping, do everything at work. Then he's not having his mind to the talmidim. He's not seeing if one of the children right there is not paying attention. They don't see if one of them is getting confused. He doesn't know the answer. Go over to him and say, "Yankel, you have a problem." He's not attentive to them, and that is Gemara says on that. Or oyste melechas Hashem baramia. He's not being a loyal servant. He's not doing what he should do properly. And therefore, he's not allowed to multitask and take his other work with him to as he does his work. Or to stay up late at night. The Rambam and Shulchan Aruch previously said about weakening a person's self by depriving oneself of sleep and such. Over here, the Ramah adds, and not to deprive oneself of sleep, because then if he's Leo's near Balai Yosemite, then he won't be able to perform. He's exhausted, he's sleepy, he starts dozing off in the middle. What kind of good teacher or worker could he be if he's always dozing off? Now, what does it mean Yosemite? What's the shear of Yosemite? It's totally the Kalecha V'Yachad. Some people need 6 hours, some people need 4 hours, some people need 8 hours, whatever you need. And not every person, not even the same person, he's not always the same. It depends on whether right now he's optimal shape or sometime he's, you know, whatever, he just recently traveled or whatever other circumstances, emotional strains. Sometimes the person doesn't know he has to get some more sleep. Whatever his Yosef may die for him, It depends on the kind of work he does. Some work is more physically tasking, some is more mentally tasking, and some people do better, you know, night owls, and some people don't work like that. You have to, but, so each one, you have to make a real honest cheshbon of what Yosef may die. What's going to strain him to the point that he's not going to be able to deliver what he should be able to do. Ola harbas b'maychol, just like under-eating and depriving oneself of sleep or eat will weaken a person, overeating, just take a look after the Shalta, Shabbos afternoon. I think after the countries that have a siesta, they have their bain fleishka meal by day, because after a good solid fleishka meal, then you take a siesta. Depends on the climate, is it whether we eat fleishka by day or by night. When they come back from Eretzrol, they go to Lakewood, so they still think they're Eretzrol, but it's a different climate over here. But that's the harbos Michael also makes a person frashlafen, tired and groggy. And that's part of your job. If you want to do it on your own, that's up to you. If you're on your boss, you're working self-employed, that's your choice. But you're working for your boss, you can't be groggy, and you can't be tired, and you can't be overeating, and you can't be undereating. You have to be responsible and be in best shape that you can be. And it's basis of being fired without even a warning, because by a melechus, by a melamed, it is a pseudet lihadar, it could be, you know, detrimental to the tamidim.
And everyone who wishes to stray from this rule, the burden of proof is on him to show that he's not cheating the employer.
That's right. If the balabos comes in over there, you know, I have to tell you in a realistic kind of way before we even talk about the binyan hamakom, there are going to always be, you know, once in a while exceptions, right? There are situations that are beyond a person's control, and you know, the 2 o'clock back from the wedding in New York kind of situation, or Juan Slan had to be up with one of the kids to go to, so they had to go to the hospital last night, or there are situations that come up, and you have to do your best. The real probably right thing to do then is tell your boss, I had such a night last night that half the night was in the ER. I'll try to do my best today, but you understand. Okay, so then you put it on the table. But he comes into the room at 11 o'clock and he sees you're sitting at your desk like that. So, you know, what's he going to think? He's going to think you're up, I don't know what you're doing. Maybe you're sitting learning Asmara Gedolah. That's not the time to be Asmara Gedolah. It's going to be making, you're going to be dozing off them when you're supposed to be working or teaching or learning.
And fire him?
Ma'avrin? Ma'avrin, when you could dismiss him. In another application, in Yoredeya, it says that in regard to the lach of standing up for Talmud Chacham, Ein bali umres chayavu lambu v'neitam v'nechama v'shah asher oiskim v'melachton. This is when they're working in their own self-employment. But right now when I'm doing that, I'm not mechuyev to stand up for Talmud Chacham. But that's what I'm not mechuyev to. But if I want to be machmer, I'm allowed to. V'yimu oisim b'lecha zacher, but if he's working and hired from someone for someone else, he's not even allowed to be machmir, because you'll be machmir by being a gazlan. Why? Because if you're sitting there doing the work, whatever kind of umnus he's doing, and he gets up for it, he's going to interrupt. Now, how much is he going to interrupt? For a minute, a half a minute, not a whole long, but even so, it's a break. First of all, it's that amount of time itself. And second of all, once you break, and you lose exactly, you know, the flow of what you're doing, then sometimes you get back into it and, you know, it doesn't go exactly the same. That you have to just go on. Sometimes if it doesn't make any disturbance, you just make a little movement of motion to show, I would like to stand up for you, Mr. Talmud Chacham, but, you know, I'm right now working, so fine. Skipping right now for the moment, I really should have put it over here, but I did like this in a little rush. The Igros Maisha on the bottom of the page. Before we start talking more, let's go in this order. Skip down to the Igros Maisha on the bottom of page 6. Has a situation that is very, you know, real life, that a person has to be at work at a certain time. 9 o'clock is when the class starts, he has to teach, or the office work, he has to be at the store to open up, but whatever time the store opens at 9 o'clock. And usually he goes to Binyan at 6:30, and he learns from 7:30, and he gets a commute, and he's there in the store by before 9 o'clock, or the school, whatever he has to do. He has it down to a system, a schedule. But tonight, this morning, he overslept. It happens. And there's no blame. That's the situation. He woke up late. So now he's got a daven, he's a frumah yid. And it's already 8 o'clock. He has to be in school at 9 o'clock. He's going to go find himself a minion. He's going to daven over there. Everything mamish with the hislavos, right? He's going to say all the pito marketeruses and everything else. He'll get to school at 10 o'clock instead of 9 o'clock. So Zephyr Maisha, start skipping. You got to skip now down to the bare bones and say the minimum in order to be able to be there on time. I won't read the whole tshuva inside, but he says there's one cheshbon of the Talmud Torah obligation you have if you're a malamed. But second of all, and this applies whether you're malamed or any other kind of a store worker or business worker or any employee doing any kind of work, there's inyan of gezel b'lachlo shabal shabal avayis, like the Rambam says. And therefore, if you have a job that works from a certain time and you have to be there to open up the store at 9 o'clock, you're going to arrive there at 9:15, you could lose customers. You could have the phone calls you have to answer, whatever, you have to be there and you're going to get paid for that time. And even if you want to say, I'll take off the pay, the Bala says, I want someone to be in the store to open up. You can't not come there. So what do you have to do there? So really, min adin, you could skip half a benching, you could skip half a davening, you could start this davening, havinenu dika davening, which we'll go into right now, the more Baruch Torah. We don't do that in practice. But then skip whatever you can skip, right? And say, Baruch Shem Asher Yishtabach, and don't be Mayruch in your davening. Right now, there's a Zman Lekatzer, there's a Zman Leharach. Right now, there's a Zman Lekatzer because of the Cheshma of Gezel of all of bias. Yes. Yes. Yes, if you have a commitment to someone, la'olam yishtadal adam l'spala b'tzibur in basic kinesis. When you're able to, you definitely have to make every effort too. But because you want to be have that mila, therefore you're going to become a gazlan, therefore you're not going to make your commitments, you have to make your commitments. I was reading one time, Chazainish. Someone who was going with him, and he made an appointment. Mm-hmm. What?
Mincha.
Yeah, that there was this part. They wanted to go down mincha now in shul, but the person said I had an appointment. I'm supposed to meet someone now at whatever 4:30, and maybe I'll go daven right now, and I'll just get like the boy commitment. You made a commitment. He's going to be waiting for you, and you're going to go daven right now. So you'll daven over there, in the back room for, and you'll meet him before or after whatever it is. That's even just a stomach appointment you made with someone. You know, you can't show someone up because you want to go down with Sibur. But Koshkin over here with Mamash and Yenav Gezel, that you woke up late, that's your cheshbon. That's not his cheshbon. Your cheshbon, his cheshbon, your commitment to him, so you have to be there. On that, which by the way, it says over here not to be misaneh, not to fast because it weakens a person's self. There's a sefer, I didn't bring it in right now, it's called Dina Mammon, it's from Chashav Adayin in Yishlaim. And Hilchos goes through all Chashav Ishbat. And he brings down from the Leket Yosher, which is a Talmud of the Trumas Adeshin, back for the days of the Rishonim, that he says that a Malamed or a Poyel is not allowed to fast, unnecessary fast. You know, Tzom Gedalia, Tainas Esther, those are Chiyuvim. But Shovavim Tat, he says, you're not allowed to fast that. You're Malamed, you're a Seicher. If you're going to be weak because of that, you won't be able to do your job. We just learned the Rambam says it's also the Har of Atzmai, Losagiv Atzmai. And the Ben Ishchai, he quotes, I didn't look it up inside, says that he's not allowed to pass on a yard site. If a person always has many doors. Now, Emma said, once a person starts fasting on a yard site, he's mechuyav to fast like that the rest of his life, also neder. So the thing is, I think that then if you would tell your boss, tomorrow's a yard sale, I'm going to do my best, but by minute I fast, he'll be okay with it. You're up front and you tell him you're going to do your best and you really try. It was a from employer, and you have to know what your strength and abilities are. But Einachinami, if it really is going to be so that you can't really do the job and you won't, you know, you're headachy and you're dizzy and you can't really operate well like that, call in sick and don't get paid that day. Take a sick day. You know, if you don't have another day, so take a day off that pay. But to go in and get paid for doing a half a job is this great. Either you're going to be able to push yourself and do the job you're supposed to, attentively, alert, awake, or call in sick.
But the person can't fast a full day, is it better to fast a half day or listen to
him? That's a shailah asking in Hilchos Tanis. But Hilchos Mishpat, we're saying over here, you owe your balabas a work day. That's a proper work day. On the back side of the sheet, on page 7, our brother is rather lengthy, but it's a direct quote. These are the Lashon straight out of Masilas Yesharim. It's a famous piece. It's the beginning of Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos of the Masilas Yesharim in the Midah Nikios. And he's going on a Chazal which he doesn't quote. But Chazal say that that Rubum Ba'arayas Gemara and the Babasra will mutat Begezel v'kulim bavak lashon hara. Miutim begezel, rubam begezel, miutim berayis. Rubam begezel, rove people are gazlanim. Most people go and are robbers and thieves and burglars. That's zechronat. So he says, av bishla shalom rove b'nei adam ganavim begolihem. They're not pickpockets and robbers and snatching pocketbooks and like that. But still, Rubum tayimim tam genevim asam atanim. People stretch limits and cut corners, and epis a shmek of time of geneva they encounter. And on that, he brings us the lavan that we learned about recently. Lo sasha, lo sigzo, lo signo, lo sachash, lo zishakru, lo somish, islamisa, lo sasa, gvul riacha. These are lavim, and there's more to lo solim, lo sachar itcha, that we've spoken about, and each one have lots of halachas and lots of yisurim to them. It's not only an outright act of geneva, which is usher. El kosher sof sof yigia elav yigro moso. Any time that the bottom line is that you're getting something you don't deserve from someone else, then you're stealing from him. It's bechal iser. As eshrelo time is yard leomus chaver. We learned about these halachas. Bechal klayos competition. And now he brings the thing that the Rambam brought that we just now saw. Ukvar patrus apayalim ha'isam eitzah balabayis v'birchas ha'motzi. They said the bracha rishayna they're willing to waive completely, even though generally it's also lehen as well. And zev libracha, more importantly, you can do your work. And how much time are you talking about saying a bracha ha'motzi? Again, we're not paying a b'rbele b'lev yapayan. Bracha shebukev ha'motzi level arts. I don't know if it's 3 seconds, 4 seconds. Not 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3, go. Bracha shebukev ha'motzi level arts. 2.5 seconds. Yeah, I mean, how much time? And it's still Chazal say, skip the motzi. You go put your gartel and your hat in there. You know, that's the dveikus and yichudim and kavanis and b'shem yichus. I don't think so, right? And even so, even for a bracha like that, 3 seconds off a time from worker, better skip a bracha. With birchas rochronos and birchas hamazain, we said instead of 4 brachas, it gets down to only 2. We'll see soon that we don't actually follow this halacha. But we the Mikra din of the Mishnah, they only say one parsha Kriya Shema, reference to brachos of Zion. So you see how Chachamim trimmed down and cut down to bare bones on doing these kinds of obligations in order not to take off from the obligation to the boss, from the poyel chiyuv of doing his halacha. So kabbalchem ben benushel kabbalchem er lejivri arushus. So they just take off time and just waste it away. Shekol schir yaim aser behem shelo levanta malachto shabalabayis v'mav reiza gazla. That's mamash gazla. If you're taking off that time and you're playing computer games when you're supposed to be working for the boss, and when he comes, you quickly switch the screens. That's a gazla. Brings a famous story about Abba Chilkia. When he was working and the Chacham came to him, he didn't even greet them, and they were on this strange thing. You don't even greet people and say hello. We want to close to Chachamim. For him to take all the time and say, good morning, sir, so please excuse me, I'm working. That's an interruption from his work. He did the work, he's getting paid, he's not going to take off a moment from that. The Gemara says, and a brachah, and a makah, he's tav chavkiyah chavdalad, that's in capital Tesvav, when it says all the milis. That also Eila Lo Yumot will be zeged automatically to Olam Haba. Shemi Yagor Balecha Biyishkam Har Hargeshechel Hayla Tumo Fayel Tzedek. Those Dover Emes Belavavai. The Rogel Hashem. Each of these things also Eila Yumot Liyela. Fayel Tzedek. The Gemara says that's going on in Abba Chilkia. They wouldn't even greet someone, even Chachamim, while he's doing his work on Abayis. V'Yakov Avinu, we already quoted the pasuk. Ha'yisei b'yom machlani charev v'karef b'layla v'tena shnasi binani. So ma'yana efo ha'iske b'hano v'seya b'shas melacha. So what teretz is they're going to give people that during work time are playing games and doing their shopping and doing their banking and doing their emails and having conversations? U'batel mimena. Chokiyaske b'chavtseya mishlevitzo, doing it each one of their own pursuits. Klal shodavar, the concept over here Mr. Sharma explains is, during the time in which a person is hired, just like when you, in America, you have rental cars. You ever go into England, there's no rental cars in the country. It's called a car for hire, right? So you hire a car, and you hire a worker. It's both hiring. It's in Lashon Torah, it's skiris. Skiris Palim and skiris Kalim. It's both the same skiris. So if you hire a car, so for a day, that's mine. For the entire day, no one else has the right to use it. So if I hire a worker for a day, then he's mine. No one else has right, including him. He has no right to do something else. He's mine. His time right now is mine. His activities are mine. When a person is hired by someone else during that period of hiring time, he sold that time, those 8 hours of 9 to 5, he sold that to his boss. They're his. As Gemara says in Bamazina expression, schiris, a rental or a hire, is mechir yomei, is a sale for the day. So just like if I sell you something, I still take a piece of it and keep it for myself, I'm a gazlan. So if I sold you these 8 hours, I take 10 minutes out of that for my own self, I'm a gazlan. And he adds the next paragraph, and a filo masa mitzvah is my malachtai, our masmid fellow. But during work time, when the boss is not working, he takes out his gemara and he's a grace of masmid, and then he does a daf yomi or whatever else it is. This is a mitzvah babi avera. Or he's a gezel gomer. We get gezel's man, gezel chayfetz, is gezel, says beautifully. Hari gezel chayfetz, gezel. But gezel's man, gezel. This is gezel's man. Taking away the time that I sold to my boss and got paid for is gezel. And that is certainly going to be a kataka, just like stealing a lulav, you're not yosei lulav. Stealing time and sitting and learning with it is also, you're not yosei learning. It's an aveir, not a mitzvah.
If somebody's paid on commission, is that different than hiring someone to work?
Yes, yes. We're talking over here when you pay for time. When you pay for an hourly salary or weekly salary or yearly salary, but that's for your time. When you pay for a job, we pay a flat fee for the job or commission for the job, which means if you make a sale, you get whatever. Whether it takes you 10 minutes or 10 hours or 10 days, you get one commission for that. So there's no, you're not paying being paid for the time. So then you can waste your time, then you'll just make less sales and you get less commissions. If you're not, you don't have enough production, so then you might lose your job. Okay, but you're not taking away anything you're getting paid for. You might jeopardize your own situation. That's what it's all about. That's the bottom line of it. Amuna means erlich. He wants people to be honest, wants people to be reliable, he wants people to be true and trustworthy, to be erlich. This is what erlichkeit is all about. Now, let's now talk on more practical terms. The standard that we're setting over here is extremely high. Mamash, you can take off 30 seconds, 3 seconds, the time it takes to say a Moshe Lechem in Aretz. You can't take off that time during the work days. There ain't no one that I know that it works like that. Very, very, very few people, if anyone. It's you know, people schmooze a little bit, people take a coffee, people go to the bathroom and maybe don't rush in and rush out as much as they have to. People, wait until we get our minion, where do we go? The people, you know, there's an easiness, an easygoingness about how most offices work. There's a office rapport, and you know, the environment, and the social element, and and that's accepted, and that's the meaning of Adina, and that's what we're going to have to rely on. That say, a diet of a hockey is the way people hire you. And that adayt to the hachi, that people have a certain standard of the level of expectation, and that's what you hired me based on, that we're going to do the way we do this kind of an office. Some offices are very, very intense. They're very, very high pressure. And not everyone can stand at that kind of job. But many of the offices are much more relaxed. And you come and you see how they work over here, and you spoke to a couple people over there before you get hired, and you know, over here, it's, you know, you do have to put in a day's work, but no one's sitting over there, mamish, measuring seconds or even minutes. And if you make a phone call home and you schmooze a little bit, that's okay. Of course, there's excesses, there's abuses. They could, you know, do way beyond the norm. But within, there are certain norms that are acceptable. You could take a coffee and chat at the coffee machine for a few minutes about this and that, whatever it might be, which might even enhance the office rapport and make it more of a team spirit, or just not people feel so pressurized and tense, and maybe people will be happier to work over here, and that's why the boss wants it to be like that, or he just knows he's not going to get better, so die to the hockey. Whatever, that's becomes the die to the hockey. Now, the die to the hockey is reflected in Shulchan Aruch. Very quickly right now, back to page 6, the first slide. In Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Siman Kuf Tzadi Aleph and Siman Kuf Yud, in two places, where it says that although Mi'ikra Din and Din of the Gemara and Din of Mishnah, the Poyalim have to start abridging both their Birkas HaMazon and their Tefillah, and certainly foregoing Tefillah B'Tzibur and Birkas Kehanim and other such things, the Chazaras HaShatz, they keep on trimming on things off. But in both places, the Shulchan Aruch says, but nowadays, V'ha'inna li'olam avarchan, all the Arba Brachas and Birkas HaMazon, nowadays, we don't abridge it, we say the full benching. People nowadays are not so demanding and exacting. That's the understanding they hire people. And likewise, the din of davening. Nowadays, people's understandings are more relaxed. And therefore, we don't have to be Yaakov Avinu with mamish v'teter shnase be'enai. That level is no longer expected. But you do have to be honest about what is the norm in your office, in your work setting, in whatever environment it is, when you're getting paid by time, you have a salary. There's a quick call home to be able to check on something or to make sure that someone's picking up the child from the babysitter. Okay. But a long schmooze and a whole long issue that you're taking care of, you'll take care of that tonight. Once you start going, stretching it beyond what the norms are, then you get back to what the Rambam, the Mesillas Yesharim, these Mukars are saying, that that's a Gezel Tzman, like a Gezel Chavos, that's Gezel Malach L'Shabal HaBayis, then that's just as much a Gezel as the Lo Sigzon, Lo Sanshek, and Lo Solon, when the Pala Bayis does, it doesn't pay. I saw the Pisli Chayshin. That's a major sefer on Pesha Mishpat put out by a Diane that was a Nifta recently, a few years ago, Yaakov Bloy from Yishlaim Zakhar Racha. I know him personally, very chashuv person. But when he writes on this halachas, he says he's masupik whether the boss, when he finds someone that takes off time and stretches it beyond whatever the limits normal that are accepted, whether he's allowed to not pay him the full amount. And I think it's bullshit. If a person only works 7 hours, not 8 hours, he doesn't get 8 hours worth of pay. So if you could quantify, you have to make sure you don't underpay him, but if you could quantify how much time he's wasting, you could sometimes see his telephone records. Major corporate America companies give out cell phones and smartphones to their workers, you know, UPS and I don't know, major big companies that have thousands, tens of thousands of workers, and they have companies that monitor how they use that. They don't want you to be playing games on that. They don't want you to be, you know, doing your own personal stuff. That's right now for business, for work, and whatever the norms are, when you start seeing that you're not keeping like that, you don't have to pay them for that kind of thing like that. There is a Taz that says, this is what he's discussing in Shin Lamed Aleph, that if a person works slower, more lazily, not so applying himself, so then he still has to get his paid. The guy could fire him because you're not satisfied, you're not a good worker. That's the difference. By expectation, you're going to be working aggressively and energetically, and I see that you're lethargic and you're very slow about everything. That's a reason not to continue him. But for the hour they put in, you have to pay them. But that's if an hour is an hour of slow work. But if it's 30 minutes of work and 30 minutes of, let's say, games, right, I don't have to pay you for the time you play games. Again, within what the norms are. A few minutes of break time, schmooze time, relax time, coffee time is within the norms. Whatever the norms are, that's part of a diet that a hachid in niskaran. But when it goes beyond what the norms are, that's when it is a serious issue of gezel. From these Rambams and Shulchan Aruch that say that a person has to be in good shape, sleeping-wise, eating-wise, not staying up late at night, etc., I think it's certainly evident that part of the worker, the employee's obligation is to, while he's on task, to be fully on task, to concentrate on what he's doing and to think and work, as if it was a thinking kind of a work, the best way I could solve this problem, the best solution I could have, the best aids I could give for this situation. I can't say, well, yeah, the standard, you know, boilerplate situation like this, okay, fine, just do like this, it'll be fine. If he's hiring me and he will go with my special talents and my special knowledge, my special experience, I have to give him the best I can. That's what all these things are all about, giving the best. B'chol kaychay, therefore you have to be in good shape physically, emotionally, nutritionally, sleeping-wise. You have to be able to, that way you'll be able to mamash come up with, oh, a really good, whatever, what your work product could be. Because of your abilities, that's why he hired you, because you're not just another boilerplate guy. He's someone that you saw a talent in. So you have to produce and apply that talent to him. And that's a chiyav on the bala, on the... So there's a qualitative obligation besides just a quantitative as far as the amount of time that you can measure. There was one fellow, there's a whole bunch of Jungalite over the years that have worked for Art Scroll in the Kehl. There was one fellow that every time he came over to him, he used to touch his watch. And every time he left him, he would touch his watch. And after a while, figured out, you know, the watch often has a stopwatch kind of a setting, right? So he was keeping his stopwatch so that, let's say, a four-hour morning seder, he only billed for 3.5 hours because five times people came over and spoke to him for 6 minutes each or whatever the numbers are, right? He would go on, off. And it was mamash keeping, he only billed for the amount of time that he actually put in. It could be that's more than what when I was working for art school years ago, I called them and asked them about this. They said, we know, within the norms, act like the normal people, don't waste time. But, you know, if someone asks you a quick thing, where's it more about this? And I tell them what it is. They don't have to take off my watch, stopwatch for that. They told me they didn't expect that. But that's the Yaakov Avinu, Nick. That's the person that was mom, which doesn't want to take off from his work time at all in order to be able to be 100% Erlach. Ain't the Kodesh Baruch Hu Ella Emuna, as the Mesil Sharm said it. So this is the other side of the coin, the obligations of the employer, but now also balanced on the other side by the obligations of the employee too, that we both have to be 100% out.
Good.